We'll see. All right, we'll have to see. We'll see. The sheet that Rabbi Shimon is a little stranger than we imagined. We'll have to see. You have to see what kind of nolad he holds from. You see, Tosus goes into the different kinds of nolad. Even according to the Maskana, we'll see, where Rav Nachman says, if you hold from Muktz, if you don't hold from Muktz, you don't hold from nolad, it seems that Tosus still holds that there is some nolad that Rabbi Shimon would agree with hold from. We'll have to see. All right, let's take this Gemara. Let's take this question. Well, first of all, just preliminarily over here, what is the maskana of the Gemara? That what? That if you hold from Muktzah, you hold from Nolad, and if you don't hold from Muktzah, you don't hold from Nolad. Right? See, what's a little bit confusing in the sugya is that seems to be the position of Rav Nachman. Right? That's how he learns the sugya. Li'olam, the mission is a tanya kol homa is galal beitzim. And Rabbi Shimon and the Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Shimon. And Beis Hillel holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? And if you don't hold from Muktzah, you also don't hold from Nolad. Correct? That's Rav Nachman's explanation of the whole of the Mishnah. The only thing is, and there's some other things that come out of that. The only thing is that the Gemara, there are other answers to the Mishnah. Like Rabbah, give a different answer. The question is, does the Gemara accept Rav Nachman's conclusion about Nolad, even though we don't hold that that's really what the Mishnah is, that's the machlokes in the Mishnah? Do we accept Rabbi Shimon's? Is the Gemara accepting that he's right about Rabbi Shimon's Shita and Nolad, and just Rabbah had a different idea, or not? All right. Seems from the Marshal and the Marshal and Tosus and Erevin that the Maskan of the Gemara is like Rav Nachman. That if you hold from Muktzah, you hold from Nolad. If you don't hold from Muktzah, you don't hold from Nolad. Okay, but that forces into a certain position that's still not talking about every single Nolad. There's still one Nolad that even Rabbi Shimon would agree with. We'll see. We'll see when we go through. You understand what I'm talking about here?
No.
All right, we'll see. Go ahead. So go ahead. Who wants to take Tosus?
Hava Amina.
Okay, so Tosus' question is, how could the Gemara have a Hava Amina that Rabbi Shimon holds from Nolad? It's an open Gemara. It's an open Braisa. That what? In Shabbos. The question is, could you use, on Yontif, could you use a broken kli as fuel for a fire? Okay, everybody agrees you can take the kli that's whole and use it for fire. But what if the kli breaks? Can you use the shivrei kelim to make a fire? So the Gemara over there says that Rabbi Yehuda says you can't because it's nolad. And Rabbi Shimon says you can even though it's nolad. So you see right away that it's an open, it's a davar pashut to the, it should be a davar pashut to the Gemara, that Rabbi Shimon does not hold from Nolad. So how could the Gemara say there was a Havamina that did hold from Nolad? Can't even have a Havamina like that, yeah.
Sorry, but like, I'm saying that's the Maskana, so why didn't you just say that this Gemara is talking about the Maskana anymore?
Can't even have a Havamina like that. He's bothered with me. How could he even have a Havamina? How could he even have a Havamina about something that's Mefurash in the name of Rabbi Shimon? Can say on something that's not clear, they were not sure. To extrapolate beyond the given, you can say they have a Havamina. Does he go this far or not this far? But on the very facts, the Brisa is like the very fact itself. On the very facts, it shouldn't have a Havamina. And if that really was the question, so we should bring down the Brisa and say, you see, from the Brisa, he doesn't hold from, seems like it's something different than that Brisa. Okay, so what's his answer?
Yishomar, lo dami, lo dami. The high no, the hacha, habi no, tve, tve. Shmi tila lo haya lo ova. Hasam afi haya lo ova. Rak shnishvar.
Okay, so he's saying you gotta define nolads, different kinds of nolads. This different kinds of nolads. That nolad we knew, of course, Rabbi Shimon holds is not the muktzah. But this nolad we weren't so sure about. So we have to now rank nolads. We have to rank nolads. All right, so let's see. Want to take a quick look at that gemara over there? Michaim didn't think we should. You're right. We don't have to define all the steps, but it's good. It's good. That's what we do.
I'm more asking if you thought it was necessary or what's the thing
with that? Yeah, I don't think it's necessary to go all the steps, but the basic idea you have to get down. So what's the case? So you have a few cases over there, right? You have three cases. What are the three cases? Okay. Yeah, so what are the cases over there in Shabbos? Was it the Chavtes Amin Aleph? Yeah, so what are the cases? That it's the same machlokas, right? In three cases. One case is Shivrei Kelim. One case is the pits of the dates. And the other case is the shell of the nut, right? On all of them, the Brisa says that Rabbi Huda says it's mutter, it's asur, and Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter. Does the Gemara itself use the term nolad or no?
No, yeah.
I think only
Rashi
and the Gemara use it.
The Gemara says nolad? Let me hear. Go ahead.
Asher shever kli v'havali nolad asur.
Ah, okay, so the Gemara itself says it's nolad. Okay, so the Gemara asks, what do you need all three cases, right? What do you need all three cases? So the Gemara wants to know, why do you need all three cases, correct? Mm-hmm. So go ahead. So what's the explanation? You can tell me, you can just tell me.
That would be the Shiva healing then.
I like the Hidalashan, yeah. I like the Hidalashan. Guess the interpretation already. I like to interpret the original. So if you would have just had the case of Shivrei Kelim and you'd say that Rabbi Yehuda holds his Asr and Rabbi Shimon holds his Mutter, so I'd say, why is Rabbi Yehuda say it's Asr? It's all in Rabbi Yehuda, all these levels, right? Why is it Asr? Because originally it was a Kli, it says the Meikara, Kli Hava. Right? The Hashta Shivrei Kelim. And now it's Shivrei Kelim. So that's the only time that Rabbi Yehuda says Nolad is Asr. That's a real Nolad. But the date, it moves to the date, right? But the date seed, I would say, originally it was a date seed. And now it's a date seed. So it's not nolad. Komash malon, that too is nolad. Okay. And why isn't that enough? And if it just had the Shivrei Kelim and the date seed, so I'd say, okay, I know that even though it was a date seed and it is a date seed, it still is a nolad for some reason. But I would think the shell is different. Why? Because I'd say the date seed was a date seed, but it was covered. Now it's an uncovered date seed. That's what makes it a nolad. But the shell was uncovered the whole time. So maybe the shell is not a nolad. Kamash malon, that they're all nolad. Kamash malon, that they're all nolad.
Is maskana that it's progressively getting less nolad? Or would it?
Yeah, but kamash malon, that even this type of a nolad is a nolad according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right. Now, why couldn't it just skip to the seed case, to the klipa case? Don't know. I do not know. Does anybody know? It's just the style. It's just the style to go to the
show of
Okay, so how do you want to approach this this Gemara? You want to define each step, each level? Are there any Rashi's to help us out? Okay. All right, so what I mean to say is, how do you want to approach this? In other words, you want to say what is the final idea of Nolad first, and then go through each step? What you want? No. Okay, so go ahead.
Forwards.
Go forward.
Forwards.
Sprung, you okay?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yehuda.
Oh,
me. Didn't you? Oh, I thought you wanted to go.
Oh no! I thought.
Okay, so let me just ask the first question. What is the general theme of Nolad? Can we at least say the general theme of Nolad?
Change.
What? Something new that wasn't right, and something that wasn't Muchan, right? I mean, that's still we're working with that concept. It wasn't Muchan, let's say. It wasn't Muchan. So why would it lack being Muchan? Why does Nolad mean it lacks being Muchan? Because it wasn't there, right? Because it wasn't there. Okay, go ahead.
So by a Shever Kli, by the first step at least, the framework that he's working in is.
Okay, good. So that's a good observation. In other words, what's the chiluk between the Shiver Kalim and the other two cases, right? The other two cases, you have a component. You have one entity that has component parts, right? In each part, the shame of the part exists presently in the whole form, in the form of the whole. You have a date is composed of the flesh and the pit. The nut is composed of the shell and the nut. No, that can't be.
Can they call it the meat?
The meat. The shell and the meat.
The almond master.
Yeah. But you would not say that a kli is composed of or comprises broken pieces of kalim. Right? You wouldn't say the kli is made up of pieces of kalim. So whereas you would say that the date is made up of the seed and the flesh. Meat. The meat. So. So you'll say that what's the cause of Nolad? So what do we mean by Nolad? Go ahead. So what is Nolad? So if you held that only the Shivrei Kalim would be Nolad, then what are you saying? That Nolad means when the Shem Adavar is Nolad. Right? The definition of the thing is Nolad. So it's a new, the entity of Shivrei Kalim don't exist anywhere in the Kli. Correct? So it's a Nolad in terms of the entity of Shivrei Kalim. Right? That's pretty straightforward. But now what's more difficult is the second half, right? That if you have within the date a seed and the meat, why would you think that that's a worse Nolad than what?
Why do you think it's Nolad at all? It's part of the identity of the date or the nut. That's how it exists. It exists with a pit and with.
What's the difference between the nut and the date?
The nut and the date.
Right, the case of the nut and the date. Why would you think because one is mechusa and then becomes revealed that's a bigger nolad than the obviously it has to do with the fact that it was a whole now it's a part. So what's the difference if it's a hole in the part that was covered and the hole in the part that was not covered? Apparently it's not so clear that it's because it's a hole in the part. Yeah. All right, but so let's just define it. What does it mean it's megula and mechusa as opposed to the what does that mean? It means that what? That's true. They both exist as components of one entity, but what? But then there's something that the shell the Gemara is saying has over the seed.
And what is that? This step.
That, this is the next step. What are we supposed to do?
I thought the next step was saying the difference between the pit, the difference between the date and the shiver.
We did that already. Right? The Shivrei Kalim don't exist. The Shivrei Kalim don't, there's no shame of Shivrei Kalim in a Kli Shalim.
Yeah.
But within a date, there is a shame of the meat and the pit. That was the Shivrei Kalim as entities emerge when the Kli breaks. They'd never existed in any form at all beforehand. But the pit always existed within the date in its present form.
Right, so should we now define why the date is also?
Why would you think
this,
the other date is
no? It's one and the same. We're
why would you think?
This is saying you would think the date, but now the Gemara is saying you might think the date is no lot for one of two reasons. Right? And one reason would not include the klipa of the nut. So that's the step we're at. Correct? Okay, so what's the havamina of the nolad of the date of the pit that would not include the, so the Gemara is saying, because of course it was still, it's true, it existed there. It's not like the Shivrei Kalim that didn't exist. It did exist, but it's a nolad because it's now mechusa, whereas before, it's now megula, whereas before it was mechusa. So what? But a nut, you would say, that since the klipa was mechusa, was megula the whole time, that's not a nolad. Yeah, so what's the difference between being a mechusa or megula? See, I, go ahead, be back. Right. So let's just describe what it means as mechusa or megula. So what does megula mean? What does megula mean? Just in normal modern day language, what would you call megula?
Visible.
All right, and conceptually, what would that mean? It's identifiable, right? Identifiable. It's identifiable. It's true the seed is there, but it's not identifiable. Whereas the klipa is there, they both exist as component parts of a greater entity, right? So you wouldn't say it's different when it's broken off, and when it's attached, it's part of ochel. That's why it's nolad, by the way, because initially it's really defined as ochel. And now it's a new thing. It's not ochel anymore. But he seems like he's saying, according to this havamina, the havamina is that where does the nolad lie? What is the cause of nolad? The emergence of the shame that didn't exist before, right? The first step is to say that it is that the shame didn't exist anywhere before, right? The shame itself, the entity itself, is emerging. There was no entity of a shever of a kli at all. It's not that the whole kli is not composed of many broken shivrei kalim joined together, right? It's the substance itself is the entities themselves are not in existence within the whole kli, and emerge with the broken kli, right? That's the entity themselves. So if you just had that case, you'd say, okay, but the garinim, our garinim, before and after, the flesh is stripped away, correct? So maybe you'll say that that's not a nolad. So kamash malon, that's also a nolad. That's also a nolad. But you might say that it's different than the klipa. Why? Because it's true that the entity existed. It's true that the entity existed, but there was never any kriyas shame on the cheftza. There was never any identification identifying the object. There was never any identification of the object. Huh?
Couldn't see it.
You don't say there is the. You can't. You can't. You can't. identify it apart from the date. Whereas the klipa, you could. In other words, you could say that the shame. You could say that the shame of the klipa, in terms of identification, exists even when it's attached to the nut, even when it's a part of the nut. Whereas the shame of the garin doesn't exist at all, because it lacks identification. As the first step is telling you the entity itself doesn't exist. But you might say that if the entity itself doesn't exist, that's definitely a nolad. And then the next level of nolad is where the entity exists, but it doesn't exist as an identifiable object in the realm of man. It's just that man knows latently it's in there, but it's not. It doesn't emerge with. It has no kriyas shame on the object. There's no kriyas shame on the chefza.
In other words,
there's two things of it. There's defining the whole, right? And then there's its component parts. So as a whole, it's definitely an ochel. As a whole, the cheftza is defined as muchan la'achila, because that's what it is essentially. It's an ochel. The klipa is just a protection of the ochel. So if you ask me, well, what is this entity? It's an ochel. Okay. The problem is when you remove the shell from the nut, or you remove the flesh from the seed, right? Now you have something that didn't exist before. Now you have the psolas of the ochel. It never had an independent shame. It always only existed as a part of an ochel. Now it's existing in another framework. Now it's existing without any identity of ochel, without any definition of ochel. And you want to say, well, now it exists in a totally new way. Now it exists in a totally new way. That's the problem. See, that's really the maskana. The maskana of the Gemara is that what's the problem of nolad? The problem of nolad is that it underwent a functional change. What the havaminas were, that it has to do in the existence of the shame itself. See, the maskana is really totally, when you get to the maskana, it's a qualitatively different idea than the steps in between. Right? The maskana says, we don't care about the shame at all. Nolad is not an issue that the entity didn't exist, that the entity emerged. So there are two levels of the entity emerging. Either the entity didn't exist at all, or the entity didn't exist with the identifiable shame that it has now. That's the pit. You could say true, the Shivrei Caleb didn't exist at all. But the pit existed, but it didn't exist with an identification. But the egozim exist with an identification, because the person can look at the nut and say, well, there is the shell part. So it's not lacking, the nut is not, the shell is not lacking anything in terms of a kriyas shame. It's just now, I can say, well, now the shell part that I had already identified became only shell, and not the shell of ochel. But the maskana is that's not what nolad has to do with at all. Nolad has nothing to do with the shame and the emergence of a new entity. Even by the nut, where the entity exists fully, and it's only differentiated by the fact that it's attached or not attached, but it still is undergoing a qualitative change in terms of its function. Before, it didn't function as fuel. Before, it was defined as part of ochlin. Now it's undergoing a change and it's becoming a new kind of a material. You understand? It's not a matter of the shame. If it was a matter of the, if it was a matter of the shame, then you'd have two levels. You could say, well, there's an emergence of the entity, and then there is the emergence of the, and then there's the difference between an entity that is labeled and an entity that has not yet been identified and labeled. But the Maskana is saying none of those things has nothing to do with that whole line of thinking. It has to do with the with the change in terms of function, not the change in terms of shame. I'm trying to see, you understand what I'm trying to say? Here you go. Now it's nolad is because it doesn't exist anymore with its prior function. Its prior function was part of Oakland. Now it has no existence in terms of Oakland. So it's a new.
So the shame, huh? No one's shame with the function?
Like the function. The
I
function.
Can actually throw it on the fire now, but is that
when now?
Is that when it's covering the nut?
No. It means it's functional definition. It has a functional definition,
is
not
that
just.
A shame?
No, the shell. The shame is a klipa. The shame of the thing is a klipa, right? Sometimes a klipa that's attached to food is a protection of the food. Right, and the klipa that's not is no longer a part of food. It's no longer now. It has now. It's just a psolas. That's like the Gemara says later on in Beitza. You can't. You can't. It's a question of can you move the can you move nuts? Right. Right. So it's like the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Gimel. That's the hour we come. Our Gemara quotes it later on. Where it talks about if you can use, on Shabbos, can you feed your animal the psolas from your food, right? Like the bean stalks or whatever it is. So the Gemara says according to Rabbi Yehuda you can't. So Rash says, "Di Rabbi Yehuda me esmo lav lebehema kaimi shereya ochel hayimahem." Right, the hayom lokeach mehem. So in other words, yesterday, when it's attached to food, it's considered omedes l'achila. It all has a shame of being omedes l'achila. It's all part of achila. Now it's going to be muktza because now it's no longer. You can't say that it was muchan lebehema from yesterday because yesterday it was omedes for achila. It had a shame already. It had a functional identity as part of food. That's how it existed yesterday. So you can't say that the being muchan now you want to say it has another purpose, but that's another purpose. It didn't have that purpose initially. Initially, the purpose was it goes by the ikar of what it was attached to. Now it's a new purpose. So nolad is even in terms of purpose. The Gemara is saying, it's not in terms of the shame of the davar. It's not a question of whether did the cheftza exist yesterday. It's a question of, was it omedes for this purpose yesterday? That's the inyan of nolad. But there was a havamina that it has to do with the emergence of the entity. So you could say the emergence of the entity is on two levels, either like shiver kalim, where it emerged, where it didn't exist at all as an entity, or what, where it existed as an entity, but it didn't have its full identification yet. It didn't have its full shame. Well, it didn't have a kriyas shame. But then you would say the egozim are okay. Kamash malon, even the klipa is no good. Because it didn't exist muchan for another purpose. It only existed as a klipa, as part of an achila. So it wasn't kayemes for this purpose. It's not enough that it was kayemes. It has to be kayemes for this purpose. You understand? It's considered klipe ochlen, not klipe hasaka. That itself, even the shem levai of the object is considered, even the adjective of the object is considered a nolad. The adjective is in terms of its purpose. The shem is the same, klipa. And it acquired the shem. But klipa shel ochlen is as opposed to klipa shel hasaka is a difference of designation. That itself is nolad. That too is nolad.
Did it have a shame before?
No, it would be like if you had you know, an ikar and a psoles, right? You had tons of sand and a grain of and a tiny diamond inside the sand. So you could say it's present. You could say that when I sift through all the sand and I find the diamond, nothing really happened, right? But in terms of the diamond, that's true. It was the same diamond before and after. But in terms of being an identifiable entity, it had no identity on its own. It had no identity in the sand. Now it has an identity. Now it's isolated. Now it's isolated and identifiable. Inside the pit, you don't really know exactly where the pit is. It's just a big mass of stuff. You can't call it. You don't say it's the same as the klipa. The klipa is, the cheftza is there, and its shame is already on it. I'm saying there's no shame of a nut there's no shame of the seed in the seed inside the thing. You say, I know I have a seed here, but I can't point to it and say, there is my seed. You want to say that's just nonsense? But there's a reality to that. There is a difference in the way, there's a difference between those two shameless. One is that I know there's something that I could call a seed in there. The other one is, here's the thing I'm calling my seed. There's a difference. There's a difference between those two things. Latent form. Now, you don't say that the shever of a kli exists within a kli in a latent form. But you'll say the seed exists within the pit. The pit exists within the date in a latent form. It's latently in there. It's not visible. We know it's in there. But it has not had a... It has not been identified yet. Yeah. It's temporarily with ochel. Now, the havamina was that if the klipa existed beforehand fully, so I would say the fact that it happens to be attached to ochel is incidental. And I can say it really was mukhan for anything. It just happened to be part of an ochel right now, but when it gets attached, it's not. When it gets detached, that's not essentially a change. Right? Maskan is that when it's attached to one cheftza, the function of that cheftza is part of its shame. It's part of its identity. It's part of its definition. And it is not just a klipa that happens to be being functioning for ochel now. It's a different kind of a klipa. And when the food is gone, now you never had this kind of a klipa before. But one second, so let's bring it back to our Tosos. So now Tosos is saying that this type of a nolad Rabbi Shimon doesn't care about. Right? So now the question is, so how do you differentiate in terms of Rabbi Shimon, the nolad of the Shever, which is the biggest nolad that we had? And he'll say that nolad is not a nolad. But there's an even bigger nolad that is a nolad. Right? So Tosos wants to say that even though the Shever didn't exist as a Shever, but it did exist as part of the substance of the kli. Whereas the egg, what does he call it? Lo boli olam? Lo haya bi'olam. The egg was never ba'olam. But the shever was ba'olam. It wasn't ba'olam as a shever, it was ba'olam as a kli. But the egg was never ba'olam. No, it was just plain pshat. What do you say? You don't say, it's a pit. A date by its definition has the flesh in the pit, right? A date has components. But he's saying, but you'll say, so what do you say? But the chicken.
The egg is a product.
The egg is a product. It's not a component. The egg is a product, not a component.
So therefore you don't know?
This has nothing to do with knowing and not knowing. This has nothing to do with knowing.
Just by existence.
Just a question of existence. In other words, you say if something has components, so you could say all of its components exist simultaneously. But if something exists in the framework of the producer and the product, then he's saying the product only exists as a product. It doesn't exist as a component. Now let's put it this way. When the egg comes out, it's not a component of the chicken. It's a totally different phenomenon now. Now it's a product. When you take out the pit, you're just dissecting what you had. You're just breaking what you had into components. But the egg is a different phenomenon. The egg is a different phenomenon. Not because it didn't exist before, but as a product, it's a totally new thing. If you would cut open the chicken and eat the egg, in a chanami, that would be just like, that would be different. That would be uchel difrus, that would be a whole different story. But that's even better. But he's saying conceptually there's a difference between, it's something interesting we should think about. He's saying even though physically you can say the egg is within the chicken, just like the seed is within the nut, is within the date, and you know for sure that it's in there, whatever it is, even if you knew for sure it's in there, you don't say that the egg is ba'olam. You don't say the egg that is laid is ba'olam. Let's put it that way. Right? You don't say the egg that is laid was ba'olam. Because it's existing in a totally different way. It's existing in a completely different way.
It didn't it get there in a different way?
Yeah. Right. The seed was just a part of the pit was a part of the date. The date has two parts. That's the structure of the date itself. It has two parts. And all I did was I separated out one of the two parts.
It exists within that entity in a different way, not as the entity.
The egg exists as a product of the entity, and the product doesn't exist until it emerges.
And the date exists as the entity itself, meaning
that's
it's
right.
A part of the entity.
That's right.
How is the
egg different than the chair?
Yeah, it's a shiver kiyama, same thing. It emerges like on Shabbos.
Right. Okay, so you want to think about that? Huh? Yeah. Now listen. When we go to the case in Erevin, you have to take a look at the Tosas in Erevin. Because the Tosas in Erevin wants to say that, how does it come out in our Gemara? There's a little bit of cheshbon you have to keep track of. How does it come out in our Gemara? That there was a Havamina. As everybody agrees, the Shivrei Kalim is Mutter, according to Rabbi Shimon. Right? Now there's a Havamina that the egg is Usser, according to Rabbi Shimon. Right? Because it's worse, it's more Nola than the Shivrei Kalim. Correct? Tosis holds that the Maskon of our Gemara is that the egg is not a nola according to Rabbi Shimon, right? But yet, he wants to say in Erevin that according to the Havamina of the Gemara in Erevin, even according to the Maskana of our Gemara, the rain would be a nola even according to Rabbi Shimon. So put in, stripping away all the complexity, even if you'll say, according to the Maskon of our Gemara, that Rabbi Shimon does not hold from the nolad of the egg, he could still hold, theoretically, from another kind of a nolad. Doesn't mean that he's completely out of the nolad arena. Just means it's not nolad enough. So in other words, there are three, so conceptually, there are three levels. The nolad of Shivrei Kalim, that he says is that we thought, that we know he holds is okay. Then the Havamina that the egg is worse than Shivrei Kalim. And then the reality that the water in the cloud is worse than the egg.
So in the end, he doesn't know that it's awesome.
In the end, the Gemara says the water is not a nolad at all, according to anybody. Oh. But there was a Havamina that the water in the cloud is a nolad.
So then he only holds like rovers and smooth.
Right.
Because you don't have the product. Wow.
That's right. That's right.
Back to Irvin.
But yeah.